WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. We just heard about how the DOE is what it's doing to address the mental health of students in New York City in terms of remote learning during the pandemic. And now we want to talk about grown-ups keeping it together at work. Just yesterday, the New York Times had to deal with the subject of workplace insensitivity when it published an op-ed by Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who urged the president to, quote, send in the troops. Last night, in unison, New York Times staffers, people of color, and white employees started tweeting, quote, running this puts black at New York Times staff in danger, while others were dismayed that it appeared on the 31st anniversary of the aggressive tactics used in Tiananmen Square. Now, black employees at the Philadelphia Inquirer staged a virtual walkout in their newsroom today to protest racial issues at the paper, including a focus on the coverage of property damage rather than human life. But maybe you're someplace at your workplace you can walk out. Or maybe you are a white coworker who really wants to do something, but you don't want to make things worse. It is a stressful time in the workplace for sure. So listeners, give us a call. We're opening the lines. What are you doing to manage your emotions in this civil unrest and uncertainty? Have you had awkward Zoom conversations with coworkers? How are you going about doing your work that you have to do right now and taking care of yourself? Our number is 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. You can also tweet to us at allofitwnyc, or if you want to remain anonymous, you can send me a direct message at Instagram at allofitwnyc. Guiding us through this conversation is Dr. Myra Mathis, resident psychiatrist at the Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Mathis, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when you think about, let's start in broad terms. What are some of the things people can think about so that they are able to work, even though they have this anger and sadness that they are experiencing?
Yeah. So that's a great question. And I think it's important to acknowledge the fact that we are experiencing multiple layers of trauma happening all at the same time. We were all going through the trauma of the disruption related to coronavirus, the grief and loss of so many lives, and there are individuals who have been personally directly impacted by those losses, and in particular thinking about the structural racism that has played out in this pandemic. To then add to it a fresh reminder of the ongoing systemic racism by having to see and being shown the brutal killings of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and then being aware of Breonna Taylor's loss. Mm-hmm. All of this happening in context means that we are experiencing a level of collective trauma that I think is unique in this particular generation and time. So first, we have to acknowledge that for ourselves. It's important for our coworkers who are attempting to be allies to acknowledge that this collective trauma for the Black community is something that is layered and multifactorial, and we need space. We need time. And so thinking about the space and time an individual might need as they're trying to navigate their workday, it's important to have some routines set in place for yourself. What's your pre-work routine? Is it meditation? Are you listening to your favorite artist during your commute? Are you strengthened by some of the versus battles that have been going on Instagram where mm-hmm. you're reminded of the wonder and beauty of Black culture through music? Included in that pre-work routine, think about ways that you're also excerpting bits and pieces of that throughout your workday. schedule breaks for yourself, where you just pay attention to your body, where you are practicing deep breathing exercises, where you're trying your best to limit any exposure to additional news and headlines that can make it even more difficult to make it through your day.
Let's take a call. We've got Paula. I think Paula's a call for
us.
Good
afternoon. It's Paula Whitney.
Hi, Paula. Thanks for calling in. What's going on with you, Paula? How are you?
It's two names. It's Paula Whitney.
Paula Whitney. Hi, Paula Whitney. What can we do?
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to share, and I'm so glad. I just perked up when I heard this was going to be the conversation, because I am someone that we're all affected by COVID-19. I'm widowed and I live alone. Mm-hmm. I'm very lonely, and I have a major mental illness, and I find myself acting out at work by not inviting the right people to meetings or sending out not appropriate emails. And thank God I have a new therapist, and she's very good, and I'm having my medication adjusted because this just can't go on. I mean, the good news is my birthday is July 1st, and at that time I'll be granted tenure. So I must be doing something right after 12 years. But still, it's so, I feel that my colleagues they all know, the world knows I have manic depressive disorder. Mm-hmm. I feel that they don't respect me. And that's very
hard.
Painful. Mm-hmm. And it was my own doing because of my handling of my disorder.
That's hard, Paula. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. First of all, I'm so glad that you're being able to take care of yourself. Dr. Mathis, did you hear anything in there that you would like to address or you think would be useful for our listeners who heard Paula's story to know or think about?
Sure. Thanks so much, Paula Whitney, for sharing with us. I think it's important to recognize when you need some time. So setting boundaries at work when you recognize that you're struggling and having additional challenges with your mental health, and in particular in this setting, is very important, because then it allows you to take care of yourself, but then also it allows you to continue maintaining those professional relationships that Paula Whitney was speaking of and mm-hmm. that she feels may have been damaged.
My guest is Dr. Myra Mathis. We're talking about mental health in the workplace. If you'd like to join our conversation, the number is 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. How are you creating a good mental health environment for yourself in your home, if you're able to? How are you doing at work? How are you engaging with your fellow workers during this difficult time? You can tweet to us at @OliveitWNYC. If you'd like to remain anonymous, you can send me a direct message at @OliveitWNYC. I'm curious, and you may not know the answer for this, or this may just have to be an opinion question. You know, there's been so much social media in support of ending systemic racism and in support of mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter and posting black squares and the like. From a mental health mm-hmm. perspective, is this productive?
That's a great question. And it's hard for me to say whether or not from a mental health perspective it is productive. I think that for individuals, it can be a means by which they demonstrate solidarity, awareness. There's a lot of guilt flying around for folks who may not have been as aware in the past and they want to do something. So I can see it relieving some of that anxiety. But in terms of being sort of anti-racist in your practices moving forward, for those folks, I'd also want them to be aware of other anti-racist resources so that they're not just making statements, but that there is ongoing action. Beyond this moment, what we need is action and change. And so it's great to see folks want to make a statement. But I think the more important statement is how they will change their behavior, how companies will change their policies moving forward.
And someone has sent me an anonymous direct message. I'll read it out. I'm listening to your radio show right now. I do delivery and have been trying to talk to my white cis male boss about the protests and how it's the time to be silent It's the time to be silent about what's going on as public business and to show stand with a movement. It's been very stressful to have a boss who I disagree with his perspective. He wants to be silent and stay out of it and doesn't care that we're having issues delivering and getting work done due to closures and protests. He wants us to just get the job done. And I'm like fizzly can't sometimes, and I want to be out in the street wanting to stand up for things, but I also don't want to lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any counsel for this person on how to manage this emotionally?
Sure. So one of the challenges is in your workplace, you are governed by different rules than you might engage in personally. And so this personal professional boundary and how you navigate it and when you take that risk versus when you find a different setting within which you can take the risk. And so it seems clear that your boss has drawn a line in terms of what he's willing to engage in. And so your activism then becomes the things that you do during your personal time and the ways in which you focus your energy in that way. And I think managing it emotionally to a certain degree does mean compartmentalizing. You can't compartmentalize forever. You need a space where you can be your authentic self. And so if your workplace is not that space, then you have to find another space where you can express it in terms of workplace policies. And if work is not being done effectively to manage workplace policies, then you have to think about ways to strategically speak to the end goals of your workplace and say that our current practices aren't meeting our end goals because of X, Y, or Z concerns. So if it's not being able to make deliveries because of the protests and being physically unable to get there, then acknowledge that to your boss, and the boss will have to face those realities, even if he's not willing to accept the realities regarding our social situation.
My guest is Dr. Myra Mathis, resident psychiatrist at Yale School of Medicine. We're talking about mental health in the workplace. I got another direct message. I feel really lucky that I work somewhere with a conscience. We took yesterday off to educate ourselves about Black Lives Matter and what's going on now. We came together today to talk about what we learned and how we move forward individually, seeking out Black-owned businesses, having uncomfortable conversations with family, and as a company, ensuring our hiring process is free of bias, seeking to make corporate orders at Black-owned businesses. We're going to keep having these meetings every 2 weeks in an effort to collectively become anti-racist. I wish we could create a handbook for companies to do this. So that's exciting to me. I don't know about to you, doctor. I find that to be really exciting that there are people
that
being that careful.
Yes. Yes, I agree. That is exciting. And not just being careful, but it's being intentional. Being intentional about their policies and practices and being intentional to put action behind their statements. So that is wonderful. And I would say that I'm not aware of specific resources in terms of how to build an anti-racist company, but certainly everyone is well aware of Dr. Ibram Kendi's book, mm-hmm. How to Be an Anti-Racist. And those types of ideas infused into a company's policy then makes for a really powerful statement, and that's how we'll see social change. So kudos to you and your job. And I imagine being in a workplace that is that intentional and that, for lack of a better term, woke, would improve your mental health and wellness, because you're not just sitting with your angst, you're not just sitting with your anger, but you're actually putting action behind it, and that is productive.
And I just want you to know the previous person who sent the anonymous message just sent over 7 hearts for your answer. So they really appreciated that.
Something great.
I'm curious about, and it's a little bit off topic, but, you know, we're all in our homes. We're living in our homes.
Right.
We're fortunate you're working in your home. And now there's a curfew. I have to imagine just knowing there's a curfew can have an impact on your mental health.
Yeah.
Just knowing you're being told you can't leave your home.
Yeah. And we've been experiencing a version of a curfew for months now. Mm-hmm. The social distancing guidelines have kept people from going out of their homes apart from any essential needs for quite a long time. And I think in the context of a situation where the trauma is so great that you feel like you've lost a sense of control, a sense of control of your own body and personhood, any other outside limitations can further exacerbate that feeling of a loss of a sense of control. And some of that, particularly for young people, can manifest in acting out by wanting to break the curfew, by wanting to maintain a sense of control in another way. So it's important to be mindful of that, even to be aware that this deadline, this line in the sand, can make me feel like I don't have control over my own movements and my own body. Knowing that and intentionally finding other ways to express that sense of control and the sense of freedom for your own body, your physical space, and your movements is important.
I think we might have time for one more call. If Shani can get on the line, because she's a registered nurse. Shani, are you there? Well, I'll read what Shani was going to talk about. She said she was able to push back on her CEO that she didn't think was doing something that was helpful in the moment, and she found this time to talk and air her grievances, and that was something that's important. And it sounds like it is important to be able to speak out. We only have about 40 seconds left. If you have a final thought, Dr. Mathis?
Sure. I would just say be prepared with canned statements for Black folks in professional spaces. Be prepared with canned statements when you're asked to represent the voice of Black people, or when you're asked to speak to the current times. Don't give yourself an extra burden of having to unburden the non-Black folks that you work with. Be prepared, yes. Offer them resources, and protect your own mental health.
Dr. Myra Mathis of the Yale School of Medicine, thank you so much for your guidance today, Dr. Mathis.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.